Well, today on Break Your Chain from Your 9 to 5, we have Levy. So welcome, Levy.
Thank you very much, Benjamin. Thanks for having me.
Not a problem.
I'm honored to be here.
Fantastic. Brilliant. Well, that's good because I've been following your content and I think we've known each other for around maybe 12 months, I think now. We've been commenting on each other, like watching a few live videos and stuff and basically learning from you as well. So that's good. So it's nice to finally talk to you in person.
Exactly, nice. Let's say this is the new face.
This is the new in person, isn't it? Yeah, we can't go down the pub because you're in the UK as well. So if you were closer, we could have stayed in the pub. But
well, very soon.
Yes, soon we're doing that Christmas parties.
Why not?
Yes. So with your business online, you're building an affiliate marketing business, yeah?
Yes, that is correct.
Right. So what was it you did before all this sort of online, or what was your experience in the background in a way?
I have always worked in a, let's say, customer facing environment, even though I'm an introvert. Some more like I started the customer service back in the days, 15, 20 years ago. Right. And then sales, mainly sales, business development, account management. So mainly dealing with people, not with machines or robots. And somehow after years and years of working for others, I don't know, it was just a feeling of I can do more and I can do more for myself and I can do it how I want to do it. And this is how, somehow challenged me and triggered me in order to start doing something extra, because almost everybody starts out as an extra thing, you know?
Yeah. Yes, you thought, well, I can do this myself in a way. And so what attracted you to affiliate marketing? Because there's so many different other options out there.
Yeah, true. Well, affiliate marketing is the third, and I'm sure the last.
Yes.
The last option for me. I am very active in the last a bit over 12 months now, doing exclusively this. I have done e-commerce before, everything what is Amazon and eBay related, and right. I've even had some physical products branded according to my.
Was it FBA you did it all?
Yes, FBA and eBay dropshipping. Yes, I've done that and started making some sales, but it was just too, let's say, overwhelming. It was always just relying on the platform, on other people. So it's not like, I don't know, showing off what I can do. It was always just hoping that the platform will show my listing. And
your product had to be sort of spot on. Did you go to the extent of ordering something from China or anything?
Absolutely.
To design it, and the one that comes through is fantastic. But then they send you sort of 7,000 of them, and they're rubbish.
Yeah,
this is what happens.
Exactly, and then paying thousands and thousands to Amazon to hope to get into space.
Yep, you're controlled by them. I have a friend that does Amazon FBA, and he says I'm a bit concerned because if Amazon sort of kick me out, that's my business gone.
True.
Then you've got to diversify and do it. You've got to think about it. He's thinking about it now, so that's a good thing.
Yeah,
but that's the thing. You're controlled by someone else. In effect, you're still working for someone, I suppose, in a way. Aren't you? You're controlled.
Exactly. I would say that everything goes back to my personality, which is an introvert who prefers to use somebody else or a brand or a logo instead of using myself as a name, as a face. And then I have come across Russell Brunson and One Funnel Away Challenge. Mm-hmm. And that was my intro to the digital world. This was just after COVID, the whole COVID thing. Right. I started analyzing and reading more about digital products, about training programs, about courses, about coaching, and then affiliate marketing and how to start selling digital products. And this is how my whole digital journey started. And I feel very, let's say, comfortable now in this space. And I feel that this will be most probably what I will be doing in the next, decade or decades.
20 years. Did you think that you feel comfortable first getting into it? Or was it sort of uncomfortable at first? Yeah. Was it a lot new? Because you said you come from a sales background as well.
Yeah.
So there must be some relevance as well.
Yeah, that's true. But somehow I always felt more connected to physical products. You know, something like I don't have anything to sell. I don't have a special skill. I'm not, let's say, a fitness trainer, so I could sell my course. I'm a salesperson. I don't have an own passion, something visible, something attractive to put it out there. So I was always trying to come up with a physical product or an idea or a bundle, so on and so forth. And it was very hard for me to understand that I need to use my name as an individual and to put it out there in order to start moving things into this organic world. When we talk about affiliate marketing, when we talk about anything, what is digital digital product? And somehow it was very, very hard because it goes against my personality. And then I had to work a lot on the mindset
support. So you fought a few demons along the way and sort of overcome.
Absolutely, absolutely. And then the click happened, and then just got used to it more and more. Yeah.
Yeah. Do you feel that as well, that when you're sort of advancing a little bit more, you're learning? Like, there's this one thing that I've always saw and I've watched from YouTube from the beginning. And then all of a sudden, like 2 years down the line, I think, that's what they mean. And exactly. The penny drops and you think, right, exactly. I've been doing it. I thought I've understood it, but you didn't.
That's true.
It's like when you read a book, you read it twice. The second time you read it, you'll get some more golden nuggets because you know a little bit more about what they're talking about.
And probably the turning point was when my e-commerce coach, I used to hire a coach for my Shopify store. He used to sell his own coaching from us as an e-commerce guy who sells physical products. He used to sell his own coaching for something like 5K. Plus he used to have his own course. So I said, my God, so this guy is talking about e-commerce, about physical products, and he's selling his digital product with 5K. That's crazy. There should be, I don't know, lots of money involved. So
yeah, definitely.
It was just a click when I...
Yeah.
Because, you know, with digital products, it's very different. You basically create something and you can use it for months and years. Mm-hmm. It is a digital asset. It's not like, I don't know, like a physical product. You need always to store it, always to order it, always to ship it, so on and so forth. It is so much easier. You just need to know how to use your face, how to use your voice, and how to attract the right
present people. It in a way. Yeah. And then, like you say, it's evergreen. Like with physical products, you've got to keep buying and like restocking. But then if you create it once, it's going to be there forever. Like some things that I've seen created videos that maybe have been there 2 or 3 years. I think the Beast, like the YouTube guy, the Beast, have done this. The videos that have been there, and they weren't relevant. But then after a little while, the people got to know him, they were so relevant and they've got like 5 million views.
So yeah, exactly.
Because it could just sit there forever. Like say, evergreen.
Exactly. So I highly recommend anyone somehow to maybe to start focusing on this side of things. Obviously, it is important to have physical products. Amazon is making sure that that we have plenty of, and Chinese suppliers, they have moved over now directly to Amazon. So we don't lack of Amazon sellers. Don't worry about that.
Yeah, there's plenty.
Yeah, but definitely having a digital product and somehow focusing on this side of things, it is really important because, you know, education is important, but somehow education at the end of a university, you are not prepared to do something for yourself. You are prepared to fit into a system. And then somehow the way I see digital products are more part of education than part of a simple course you sell, mm-hmm. because you train somehow, you support somebody to have a launch, to launch something and to have a start. It can be at 18 years old. It can be. We have so many examples. We have Josh who is kicking ass at 22 after a couple of years, and we have so many examples of successful marketers starting this journey at 17, 18, very early. So digital products should be, and I hope it will become part of education overall, because we are talking about education, about teaching something new, about teaching a skill, how to do this, how to do that. If you want more, I can coach you, obviously, for a charge. But I see it more as part of education, a practical education overall.
Yeah, well, if you look at it, it's the same, isn't it? Like, if you want to become a history teacher, you go to school and you learn a history degree. And the thing is with that, though, it's funded. Like, I don't know about other countries, but in the UK, we get funded. Like, hey, we'll pay for this course. Like, well, obviously they pay for it at the time, but then you pay back the rest of your life.
Exactly.
In a way. So I don't know.
It's the same in the US.
So I don't know whether it'll change. I hope it would in a way, because a lot of people, like the youngsters, they can't get into it maybe, but I think it's relatively cheap. Like where maybe my sister, I think she paid £35,000 over a university to go to learn teaching.
Something around 10K per year, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but then almost, huh? With affiliate marketing, well, I don't know what you've invested yourself so far, but over 3 years, I've invested 10K and mm-hmm. I've made more than that. So you mm-hmm. can, it's not like you've got to wait either until yeah, you're true. Sort of, yeah, you've not true. Got to wait until you've qualified. You haven't got yeah, someone yeah, to get exactly. you a bit of paper and say, yeah, you legally can promote this now, you can do this. It's sort of yeah. all down to you. That's what I love about it all. And I hope that yeah. like you say, in the future, children and other teenagers will see it a lot more to advantage. Well, I think a lot of them have, to be honest. Like you say, a 22-year-old. That's quite cool. I wish I was sort of that 22. I wish I knew about it at 22. Yeah. You'd be a lot further on, wouldn't you?
Exactly. My biggest one is 16, so I'm close to you.
Ah, yeah. Your biggest what, sorry?
I have a son. He's 16 and the daughter.
You've got 16-year-old, yeah?
Yeah, 16 and 8, yeah.
All right. Well, I got two 17s and a 14.
Nice.
And the girls? Nice. They are not interested. They want money now. And this is you can relate to that, can't you? Because exactly how I was, or you was as well. You want money now. You want to buy these shoes, buy this makeup, and do this.
Yeah.
I want a new car, Dad. Yeah, really? Yeah. Well, you can't just go get a new car.
Listen, this is the society we are living in. I mean, mm-hmm. the society of consuming stuff, you know. And somehow this is important even to affiliate marketing now. If we take the chat back to it. Because if we know that we are living in a consumerism kind of society, then people are looking for extra options. People want to break their chain from 9 to yeah. 5, right? People want different stuff. And even though it sounds maybe odd, but there are people investing 5K into one program, I don't know, 2-3 month coaching, just to have the chance to talk directly to the person
yeah.
who has already hit those goals some time ago, and just to make sure that they are on the right track. So this consumerism can be transitioned into our sales process as well.
I like that.
This is good news.
Yeah, I like that. You sort of you thought a little bit deeper there. Then as me going on, you're like, well, this is what I understand. I'm like, yeah, I didn't think of that. This is what I think. Like, two minds are obviously better than one. This is why we pay for teaching, because I might go off yeah. on a tangent and talk away, but someone will go, did you think of this? No, but that's freaking good.
Yeah. Let the kids be. They are happy now. As they are, and they let them be teenagers, let them do their life, and they will have their chances. We will give them the right.
A couple of years while they're sat in the house, so they've got to go and have some fun somewhere. Yeah. Yeah. So with your affiliate marketing, then obviously, what was your first steps into saying, "But I'm going to build my own business"? So where did you start in a way?
Well, I have quickly realized that I don't have any special gift, something like, I don't know, some people are good at poetry, some people are good at teaching piano, other people are good at nutrition, and they can straight away create an own course and then to promote it and sell it, right? Mm-hmm. I realized that I don't have such a gift, and I have never invested too much on that side. It has been so much easier for me just to, I don't know, to promote somebody else's program, mm-hmm. to promote somebody else's product, because this is what affiliate marketing is about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And talking about digital products only, I have straight away started with SAA. You might have come across. It is a high ticket program. So let's say my start has been a high ticket affiliate marketing environment. Mm-hmm. Obviously adding low ticket products to it, and a bit of, I've created even a very low ticket entry course, just to have an own thing,
yeah.
an intro, a sort of downsell. But overall, I would say that I wanted always to leverage somebody else's program. Obviously it has to be a good yeah. program. It has to, you have to own it, you have to be part of it, you have to believe
yeah you can't it. Just go and get a link and go, here you yeah. go, try this. You've got to know it yourself in yeah. a way, and that's exactly what you did.
Exactly. So I haven't started with ClickFunnels or other, let's say, low ticket products. I have started the high ticket from the beginning, and since then, yes, obviously products and programs are varied. I have more offers at the present overall, but affiliate marketing as a model is a very, very good model, especially in the early ages, and in the first 1, 2, even 3 years. I would say that successful affiliate marketers, they all create their own program product at some point.
It's like an advanced level, evolution level, isn't it? Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. It is just a natural flow.
Natural progression. Part of
the, exactly. So affiliate marketing is a very, very good model. You don't need to invest in a program. You don't need to purchase subscriptions. You don't need to invest in, I don't know, visual tools to create videos, to headlines and fade in, fade out kind of things. You don't need too many skills. You just need to learn sales and marketing, these two things, to attract the right people to your offers. And then, of course, in time, you will come up with your own thing. But until then, free marketing is a very, very good fit.
Yeah, you've got to start
for
the,
people wanting to start out.
In a way.
Especially, I imagine your audience is people who would like or already started building a side hustle in order to leave their 9-to-5. So affiliate marketing is an absolutely perfect fit as a business model for them.
Yeah.
Very true.
Yeah. So after investing in yourself, sort of like you say, you went into SAA. Mm-hmm. A lot of people, like, I suppose you value yourself. They go into they buy a course and think, right, like, they see it working. Do you believe that works straight away, or was it yourself that had to put a bit of effort in as well?
Well, I would give you a longer answer if you don't mind.
Fantastic.
Just to make
it go
very,
for it.
Very clear.
Yeah.
People in the online space have the wrong expectation. And this is, let's say, that's why so many people call it a fake environment, this virtual thing. People somehow join a program, people join a coaching, people purchase a course, and they imagine themselves straight away becoming successful entrepreneurs, almost overnight kind of thing. And this is not a reality. It has never happened before, and it will never happen to anyone. I don't think there is anyone
cold hard truth
on
there,
this planet saying that they exactly there. So I'm trying to be, let's say, fair and clear and and transparent here. There is no such thing as quick become rich overnight scheme online. So when I have considered the field of marketing as a business model for myself, I've been lucky to get this information right from the owner of the coach of SA, who mentioned it from the beginning, saying that don't even imagine that you will have any sort of results in the next 3 months. So if a program starts with this, it hits you hard because you imagine, wow,
the realization.
Next month,
and
exactly.
This is,
next month
why
I will
like
pay my bills
that runs that program
from
because he doesn't talk shit, does he? He tells you exactly like it is.
exactly. So that hits you from the beginning, but at least after it hits you and it is uncomfortable, but you get used to this idea of anything you build, you need time to build the foundation. The similar with the house or a property, you work on the foundation. You don't see the nice windows and everything from the beginning, right?
Let's see the work you put into it, like the bricks and mortar and the mixing the cement and things like that.
True. So I would say that having the right expectation from the beginning and realizing the fact that you are building something. You are building a future because you want to build an alternative to the 9-to-5. You don't want just to have an extra 50 quid. You want to leave your 9-to-5, so you need more than just 50 quid, right? So you need to understand that this is a let's say long project. It is not just from month to month kind of thing.
Yeah.
It requires energy. It requires time. It requires let's say sacrifice because. Instead of sitting with my kids now, I'm having this chat with you. After that, I will have another call. So sacrificing things in order to build that thing up that will replace the 9-to-5. And then, exactly. So I would say that this expectation is the key. That's why you see an honest over 90% people not failing, but giving up in the first year, just because they don't have this expectation.
Discipline, maybe. Yeah.
Yeah.
And the hopes and praise, and then they think, right, I was lied to. But the thing is, the same, there's 10 other people with the same knowledge in front of them. But it's just how you use it and how you like you say, put time into it, the sacrifices you make.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So I was not expecting any sale in the first 3 months. And to be honest, my very, very first digital product sale has happened after 5 months since joining the program, since doing the work. And that means every day showing up, creating content, talking to people. You know very well how organic marketing works. And it took me 5 months to see my very, very first result. And I needed only that.
Wow. That was a validation. I'd like to be six.
Yeah, well, very similar.
Yeah, no, yeah, exactly. Yes, it's the same. Yeah.
Yeah. So that was the validation of the fact that it works, and it works for me too.
Yes. Yeah, so how did you feel after that first sale? After that, you like you say, 5 months of work, putting in the graft, learning. So how did you feel after that sale when you thought,
I will be honest. It felt it was something like, if I can do this. Yes, obviously, I was happy. If I can do this, you can do 10x, 20x, so on and so forth. It just gave me more hope and let's say more a boost for
enthusiasm and motivation.
Yeah, exactly.
It still does now. I think sometimes when you think, because that's where you want to move up, don't you? You don't want to sit. If you sit still, then you go stale.
So you want to get there is no such thing as still. You grow or you just
But one of the things you're growing yourself as well, not just your income, is learning. I think a lot of it you learn yourself as well, like educating yourself, like in mindset and things.
Yeah. Obviously, if you are running ads and if you have a different kind of business model, then it works differently because that is a completely cold environment. Yeah. You might be lucky to sell, I don't know, $49 or $99 dollar or pound course to anyone tomorrow. It is possible, but this is not something you can plan for. You need a huge budget to figure out the tricks behind every sort of algorithm. And unfortunately, we don't have those thousands and thousands of saved cash just to afford burning cash on ads. So yes, it can happen sort of overnight if you decide to run ads. It was the model I started hating after Amazon FBA paying for ads.
I think with ads as well, though, as soon as you turn them off, then that's it. Exactly. If you start with ads, you got to carry on with ads.
Exactly.
So this is why I think organic, you think you can build up. And once it's going, you've put all this content out there, you can go off for a week or a month, and that content's still there. People can still get to know you and it makes sales. Yeah.
Exactly. It's like a machinery you have built in time instead of paying for somebody else to do it for you, but it is built, and then it works almost automatically because there are people having hired stuff to do some bits and pieces just to make sure that the machinery is on all the time.
Yeah, so it's still going. So when you first started, then when you first got into affiliate marketing, did you expect to come into some of the challenges that you did?
Yes, I knew obviously there are so many challenges. There are many challenges. As I already mentioned, I've been doing the physical products, Amazon and the eBay dropshipping model before. So yes, there are challenges. The only thing I was afraid of was somehow starting using my face. You know, organic marketing is about attraction marketing. It is a much more personal approach between myself and the person who reads or watches my content. So this was the only thing. I was not sure that I were able to do it. I remember I was watching the Russell Brunson, the OFA challenge, and to create this funnel, and everywhere just video content. Video content. I was
perfect on camera because you've done it for so long. It's a bit of a natural now.
Exactly. And I'm the opposite of what is a showman, you know, making people laugh. And so I'm the opposite. So this was, let's say, my biggest fear and biggest challenge.
Right. Well, because, I can quite confidently say I think you've overcome that, though, haven't you? you sit in here now and talking this all the time, but.
It took time, but yes, it was really hard. Even to go live in my own group was a challenge because it is just not natural. You know, the body somehow fights
stops you saying, uncomfortable don't do this.
Stuff. Exactly.
Yeah,
but yeah. So obviously, as in any, listen, this is not let's say you cannot approach affiliate marketing with an employee mindset. You're not doing anybody a service. Nobody will pay for your time. Nobody will pay for you being there. You are just one extra marketer out there. So it is more like you have to understand the fact that you are alone. Nobody has an interest to help you, but if you want it badly enough to build it up, then you need to start working on these principles of becoming an entrepreneur, reading from successful people, watching content from people who already achieved those goals you are dreaming of. So you cannot expect any sort of support, because there is no such thing as support. Everything is paid, and every let's say coaching, every genuine support online is paid, and this is how it should be. You want to become a business person, and if you want to become a business person, you need to accept that there is a risk, the risk of not making it in time, or the risk of taking more than you are hoping or imagining. So you need to take more responsibilities than an employee, because an employee gets four tasks for a particular day.
I don't think that view has ever been voiced. What you just said then, I've never heard someone view it across like that, and it is complete sense. Like you say, it's just how it is. And I don't think it's ever been viewed. That'd be a great. Yeah, I think if anyone takes anything away from this, rewind it and listen to that again.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. So, I would say, if you just want an extra 50 bucks or whatever, then maybe a part-time project or freelancing or service or something, if you have a skill or something. But if you're looking into affiliate marketing, it is an amazing model, but it's definitely for the people who would like to grow as a person and to get into this business world, into this and start learning this entrepreneurial mindset, because it is definitely not easy, but I would say it is the ultimate goal of becoming a successful.
Yeah, well, if everything was that easy, everyone would be doing it.
Absolutely. We wouldn't be here talking.
No, exactly. We'd like a challenge, and I think when I do these interviews with people like yourself, you learn so much, and it's fantastic to see other people's opinions of things, because it makes me realize I have been, maybe still am, if you ask my girlfriend, quite stubborn. And I think, nope, I know how to do it, I know it's right. But then you talk to someone like yourself who you respect, because you've watched for a year or so, you think, yeah, that opinion's better than mine. So yeah, it makes
and
you
this,
realize
this is really hard to admit. Yeah, that's
yeah,
true.
Sometimes, yeah.
That's true. But listen, this is the only way to level up. I mean, if you are not happy with your level, I'm not talking to Ben now, but to the listener, if you're not happy with your level now, you need the support of someone who is at least one or two levels up from you. And then obviously they will do their best to help you level up as well. This is how it works on any level. Even a millionaire will have a coach.
Exactly.
And so everybody has somehow a source of inspiration. You cannot function without being inspired. Motivation is just temporary. You feel hyped and that's it. But you need to be inspired, because being inspired by someone and by something, that is what keeps you moving when things are hard.
Yeah, things they get tough. But the tough gets going in a way.
Yeah. I mean, listen, in life, it is just a normal. It is a journey, like in life.
Yeah.
Same as a personal life. The business life is the same as a personal. It has... ups and downs, sort of roller coaster experience, and it shapes you, it helps your personality grow. Or
like I say, it's how you deal with them ups and downs that count.
Exactly. Yeah. It is a journey.
So with your business then, do you think that there's anything that, like, the journey from where you come from to where you've got today, where you think, I could have done without that, that slowed me down? Is there anything that happened along the way there?
I could give you a list. Yeah, but...
Do you think that some of them might be lessons, though? You think, well, I needed to learn that lesson. Because
the second part of the sentence is, I could give you a list, but I wouldn't be here if there would be no mistakes, because a mistake always hits you, and it either kills you or just makes you stronger. And you can continue on just hitting the number two challenge then.
Always get the plan B.
Yeah, exactly. And I think somehow your question, I have a very interesting thought now I did mindset coaching back in February, March this year with an amazing mindset coach. And one of the very first ideas she built into our brain is the fact that failure is not an end. This is somehow a point where so many people give up. They think that I've tried this, it's not working. They set 30 days or 45 days to start getting in results, exactly. And then they fail hitting that target, and then they just simply stop. A failure is a normal, natural part of every journey. It is just a normal thing, you know? It is, you've tried it, you failed. No problem. You know that that part is not working. Maybe you analyze a bit what could you change. You try again with a different approach. You fail again. It's normal. As I said, it is just a normal part of a journey until you find that angle which is yours, and things start coming together at some point. So failure is not an end.
It's a lesson, like you say.
Definitely. Yeah. Yeah, so every challenge, everything I have learned, yes, as I was saying, I could create a list, but I wouldn't be here if there would be no mistakes.
They made you who you are today, shaped you in a way.
Yeah, exactly. So I can even be grateful for those mistakes at some point.
Yeah, this is a good thing. You turn the negatives into a positive, though, eh? This is the thing. You're like, you think, oh, I did this, I did that, it was a waste of money. But I got this from it, and I learned this. Yeah. So, might have thought it was a waste of money to start with, now you've changed it around to think, no, but I gained from that. This is what I gained from that.
Exactly.
It's not a waste of money.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. That is the right approach.
Yeah. So, with an online business then, from your previous, was it a 9-to-5 job that you worked before? We didn't get into that, to be honest with, did we?
9-to-5, I had a 9-to-5 by about 2.5 years ago.
Right. So, are you full-time online at the minute?
I'm still involved in an offline business.
Right.
As a partner, that takes about 3 or 4 hours of my daily time, let's say. And everything else goes to online with, let's say, more focus on online, because this is the part of my revenue generating activity that I would like to invest in even more and more focus. So I am now in between an offline business project and
by the sounds of it. You're quite busy as well. What do you see in the future then, when you're solely doing the online? What is one of the benefits to you and your family that have you just having an online business?
To be honest, the family wants affection, and the family wants time, as you very well know. Mm-hmm. The kids, yes, at some point they want money and they want financial support, but overall they want your time. So I think if we go down to this route, I would say that having the time freedom would be a number one priority, and being able to set my day 100% as I would like to be. Let's say I want to set my tomorrow, and it is 100% in my control. This is my, let's say, ultimate goal, because money is money. Business is nice. Four figure days are nice. But overall, the ultimate goal would be, as I said before, to control my tomorrow and to control my next week, so on and so forth. So I could spend, let's say, more time with them. I'm working from home for my offline project, but still it's not the same as you plan, let's say, 5 hours only for this online project, and then the rest of the day you just, I don't know, go to a swim, or just go to the theater or something.
You say you got a 16-year-old.
Yeah.
Next year, he'll be driving. So you will have to spend hours in the car learning to drive. I've done this year.
I remember your Facebook post with
forever.
Your daughter. Yeah.
It's boring. But she got it and she passed. So that's good. But we've got 2 17-year-olds. Nice. This all happened again. This is fantastic. Yeah,
exactly.
But then that's a good thing about being online as well. They can come and shout and holler and say, right, we'll go out for an hour, we'll go out for an hour here, an hour there. You can organize your time a bit as well, so you can go and do these things. This is why I like the online bit as well, and this is the difference from a 9-to-5.
And if you have a chat with anybody, and anybody who wants to start an affiliate marketing or already started, many of them, they mentioned a financial thing, something like money and Ks and 5Ks and 10Ks and so on and so forth. But behind this financial goal, there is always a layer deeper, let's say a more true reason for doing this. And you will see that a big majority of people are looking for this time freedom to control your own, because our life is about time, right?
That's the only thing we can't buy. This is the thing. We can't go out to the shop and say, hey, what's the time?
So
money we can earn day in, day
money
out.
Is nice, but behind money, there are other things we would like to achieve in life, you know? Yeah.
So do you have any hobbies or any interests yourself that you'd like to do a bit more?
Man, I really love, I don't know, in UK, I think you call it angling as an angler.
Fishing.
Rod fishing, exactly.
Fishing, yeah.
In the US and other countries, they call just simply fishing, but not the net fishing, but the rod fishing. Yeah, this is something I really enjoy, and I enjoy swimming a lot. And I have a background in music. I've studied piano for 8 years when I was young, but I haven't practiced too much. I still have a piano downstairs.
I've still got a guitar, but I don't practice too much. I want to, but it's just feeling not very good.
Yeah. We might organize a gather round sometimes to make an affiliate band.
Exactly, yeah. Maybe don't turn the sound down a bit, though. Put earphones in. Because that's what I do. So I try to learn things with the earphones in. Like, take them off, you're like, no, that's not it. But like you say, you've got time to do things, it's good. So if you were to jump forward, say maybe 2 years from now, and to look down on yourself, where would you like to be, or where do you plan to be?
I'm not a dreamer, even though everybody's promoting have dreams.
It's good to set yourself original goals, because some people might say, well, I'm going to be a millionaire sitting on a yacht. What if you're not on a yacht? You're going to be disappointed then. But if you say to someone, well, I just want to be able to pay my house off, pay my mortgage off, or pay my finance on my car, that's more of an actual goal that's going to be reality.
Because you don't realize that.
I don't know how much a yacht costs, but I know for a fact you've got to moor it somewhere. You've got to get it shipped. I think it's £1,000 to get a lorry to move it.
I don't have yacht and Lamborghini kind of goals. Even if I would have, I don't know, 7-8 figures, I still would drive something else. I love Mercedes Benz. It is my, I'm driving an E-Class, so I really love it. So I would like to generate a monthly six-figure income overall as a business. And in 2 years' time, I think this is definitely doable. And I would love to have an own program that supports other people wanting to.
So your own personal program is what you plan to have.
Yes, personal program. Yes, absolutely, absolutely. To help somehow people, something similar to what you are doing with a 9-to-5 project, and helping others in finding themselves first of all, and finding their own voice in this online space, and to invest more in their own skills in order to have an income or to build a business, something like that. So this is where I see myself. It is a very realistic goal. I don't dream of stuff overnight.
Yeah, I like that, because then you just talked about helping other people. You didn't talk about yachts or fancy cars or big houses. You just talked about what you wanted to do, and that's really good. I love that.
I would really love in 2 years' time from now to hit, I don't know, a monthly six-figure business, because that would be a really, really, really good business, I would say.
Yeah. So do you think you have a plan maybe to get there, or you're obviously working on that plan?
I would say this 2 year is not planned. I know that I would like to be there more than just a dream. I visualize myself there. I have a plan for next year. I have a plan for the next 3 months, the first 3 months of January. So my plans are, let's say, much closer to the present, because I'm still actively working, doing everything.
I suppose this is the thing, because you can make a 2 year plan, and then later when you look at it, you think, well, I didn't do nothing like that. It changed. your plans changed. Yeah. I did that in a month. So it doesn't matter. Yeah. And your plans do change, and you adapt for what you're doing.
True. So yes, definitely. I see myself doing this because I really love it. And you know, the money is a goal at the beginning. When you do the money, then you have other goals. Then you want to move into, I don't know, the goal is to support others, or I don't know, even to work on some charity projects, so on and so forth. So it's not all about finances, no, even though it looks like it, but it is not.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, I was talking to someone earlier on, but they say about, like, there's so many people out there that say, look, I can't afford it, I can't afford this. And I'd love to be able to say, because they're such a nice person, to say, look, here's the money, go and do it.
Yeah.
And then I can guarantee you that they'll go, I didn't pay for it, and it's not working for me. They give up so much easier. And that's what people do. I'd like to invest in myself, because then I'm like, right, I'm going to make this money. This is my money. Mm-hmm. I've heard out cash. I'm making this work for me. And this is what you want people to realize as well, and to not look at it like it's so much money. Because if we get out of it, it's not. In my opinion.
Very true.
Right. So with people listening to this, and I'm sure that hopefully I will rewind it and listen to a few things you said, there's some statements, but they wanted to maybe get in contact with you, or find out a little bit more about yourself. How would be the best way for them to contact you?
I would say on Facebook. I am active on Facebook alone so far. Planning a bit of Instagram for next year. On Facebook, you can find me by my name. You just type in Levi. I'm sure we have many mutual friends.
I'll leave a link in the comments as well. Oh, not in the comments, in the podcast thing.
Yeah, true. And I am running a free community which focuses on organic traffic strategies and starting monetizing offers. This is how the group is called. Start monetizing your offers.
Right, and you go live inside that group as well, you were saying.
Yeah, once a week. I have usually Wednesday or Thursday. I have a topic, and I'm, let's say, engaging with people more and more.
Yeah, that's the thing, because a lot of the things what you said there, I resonated with. I think, I thought I knew that, but not this way. But the way you put it, it's a bit, it makes more sense than when someone says it out loud. So it's maybe good to enjoy what's going on here, to maybe get into your group and have a listen to your lives. That'd be good.
This is the whole purpose of organic marketing. Anything you would sell, the fact that people resonate with you, and this will make them reach out or ask for more or ask for your support. And there is nothing more beautiful than having a person asking more questions on how you could help them.
Yeah, brilliant. Yeah. Well, thank you very much, Levi, for coming on, and no doubt I'll see
it
your
was my pleasure
in the future.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, we are sort of close friends now. Hopefully we will manage to
come back again in a year's time to say, what's going on?
absolutely. Yeah. But before that, I will definitely visit you even face-to-face.
Yes, definitely. Well, we've got to do this sometime, mate.
Right. Why not? Thank you.